My father was born here, in the Spoiler Mountains. His father before him, and 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 his father before him.
This is the Flicks X Raid podcast, starting in 5, 4.
Hi, welcome to Flicks X Raid. I'm your host, Tony, and tonight I have joining me the harmonica player randomly at the jail, Ryan?
Yes.
Hola!
And we've got our bad wig-wearing Darcy.
I'm bald.
Hence the bad wigs. That makes sense. And our spaghetti enthusiast, Oren.
We're past a point of no return here, boys.
I fucking hate you.
I guess that makes me the sheriff of this episode.
Wait.
Or am I Navajo Tony?
You're Navajo Tony. Actually, well, see, you should have had Natasha on here because she would have got Indian Tony. Or Indian Natasha.
The other kind of Indian.
The other kind of Indian.
All right. So tonight we're going to be talking about the movie Navajo Joe. Before we get into that, let's take a moment to get to know our guests. And the question of the night is, what's your favorite Italian dish? So we're going to start with spaghetti enthusiast.
Okay. All right. I know that I picked spaghetti enthusiast as my name. That is my name, in fact. But I'm going to take a controversial stance here. I actually don't love Italian food that much. I think it's a little overrated. I mean, I like most kinds of cuisine, but I just, if I'm going over world cuisines, it's not in my top 10.
Ooh.
So like 11, 12.
What's in your top 10?
I don't know. I like various kinds of like Asian foods. I like Vietnamese food a lot.
That is an Asian
Thai
food.
That is
also Asian food.
I'm going through the list.
You started with Asian food started listing off more Asian food.
Okay. Do you have 10 Asian country food?
Let me skip ahead of it. My top 15 is just different types of Asian food. Then we get to, I don't know, I like Indian food.
Which is another type of Asian food.
East Asian food.
It's still considered part of Asia. Anyways.
Mongolian food's pretty good.
Yeah, Mongolian.
Korean.
Yeah. So, you know, it's in top 50.
So, like, is it just the number of countries from Japan over to Italy?
You might be onto something there. Why do things get less spicy as you go west?
Oh, it's because the English world traveled the country to find spices only to put salt on things.
And boil it.
Yeah. All right, Darcy, what's your favorite Italian dish?
Do you even like Italian food?
I like Italian food.
What's your favorite Asian dish?
To the question at hand, I really like lasagna.
All right, nice.
Yeah, that's solid.
Oh, me as well. Okay, Ryan. So my favorite Asian dish.
My favorite Greek dish.
Yeah.
Moussaka. Let me guess. I think I know what Ryan's favorite Italian dish is. You bake pizzas.
Yeah, actually. So I had pizza in Italy.
Okay.
And all it was bread and sauce.
Okay.
It was the best pizza I've ever had.
Nice. I bet.
It was amazing. I'm like, this is a thing. Okay. And it was like, real bread, like the quote unquote real sauce, as in like not out of a can sauce or out of a jar sauce,
but like
it was made
in house,
day.
Like the tomatoes
it was extremely good. I'm like,
oh, I bet.
So, Tony, what about you?
All right, so my favorite Italian dish is
egg rolls.
My favorite Asian dish, it's penne al pacifico.
Those were words.
Were they English words? So it's penne done in an oil-based sauce with a little bit of spices like basil. So it's kind of like a light pesto,
like basil, the spice basil.
It's kind of like a light pesto, but it's onions, peas, sun-dried tomatoes, and salmon.
Oh, okay. I think I've actually had that.
That sounds really good. I love pasta with like chunks of.
Are you sure? Does it make your top 50 list?
No, it does not. I just love food in general,
except for Italian. Apparently,
he likes Thai noodles.
I didn't say I disliked Italian.
Can we just call him our not spaghetti enthusiast?
I like noodles, just not Italian noodles.
Yeah. All right, so it's time for a synopsis and starring.
Oh god!
You know what? What surprised me is the level of a synopsis I was able to pull for this, considering some of the ones I've done, which are more popular movies, are like a sentence.
Yeah, this is actually impressive. All right.
Bless you.
Isn't tight.
All right. Proud warrior Navajo Joe is the only man left alive from the outlaw Marvin Duncan and his brutal gang destroy his village. Riding into a nearby town of white settlers, Joe announces his plans for vengeance, but with the townspeople fear Duncan's retribution too much to stand behind him. In the course of this one-man battle against Duncan's small army for control of the town, Joe falls for a beautiful maid, Estella.
This movie is directed by Sergio Corbucci and is starring Burt Reynolds as Navajo Joe, Aldo Sambrell as Marvin Duncan, and Nicoletta Machiavelli as Estella.
Hello.
I'm actually impressed I pronounced her last name.
I couldn't pronounce the English words in the synopsis correctly.
All right, so it's time for us to play a game.
Oh. Dun, 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 dun.
I want to play a game.
Oh, it's a game.
A game.
Specifically tailored for each participant.
Let's have some fun.
Yeah, let's have some fun.
Ladies, start your enjambes.
I'm having a blast. This is the most fun I've had without lubricant.
So you played recently?
A game with drums.
Now, I realized because we kind of slapdashed this episode together, and we'll get into that once we start talking about it. I fucked up, actually, the thing, so I wrote this list while we were watching the movie.
Yeah, I noticed.
All right, so here we go. It's alternative titles for Western movies, so I hope you guys like Westerns. Excellent. We got a crack team here. So the first one will be the movie itself. We're playing for the pretty Princess Crown. And so here we go. Native John. Oren, you want to hit your buzzer and take a stab at that?
Is it Navajo Joe?
Oh, that is mostly correct. Not politically, but you know.
Indigenous joke.
And Darcy.
Navajo Joe.
That is also correct. Congratulations. You're tied up 0-0.
These are the most bland.
Yeah, because
if this wasn't so slapdash, you could have had Navajo Joe, Navajo.
Both of them? They just have the exact
just same buzzer. Just different.
One, no, one says Navajo, the other one says Joe.
Joe.
Jesus.
All right, Jesus can't save us now.
No, he wasn't in it at all.
All right, here we go. 4 points.
It was
all
also right. Jesus.
We're going to hell.
In a handbasket. Ryan, here's question right. Number one.
Okay. Hands stuffed with cash.
Hands.
Fist full of dollars.
That's correct.
Nice.
All right.
Next up, Angry Octo.
The Hateful Eight.
Yes. How's
Remember,
it going, Darcy?
These are not as complex as you think because Tony made them on the spot. I know,
right?
Oh,
this.
Touched. Salsas with dogs.
What the
you
actual
put wild dogs?
Oh.
Dances with wolves?
Yes.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
That's terrible.
Oh.
I came up with these all while we were watching the movie. All right, this one's going to be a weird one. Here we go.
Oh, this one's the weird one.
Macho Curly Hair and the Moon Tango Child.
What the actual fuck are you on? Sorry, can I repeat that? I thought I had an aneurysm.
I don't know if you can actually repeat that.
Macho Curly Hair and the Moon Tango Child.
Macho Curly Hair and the Macho Moon
Child. Moon Tango Child.
Moon Tango
it's actually a very famous Western.
It is.
I mentioned it while we were watching it.
You did.
It has a very famous ending.
What?
Yeah, where they ride off into the sunset.
Is it Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid?
Yes.
Oh my god.
So I had to look up what Cassidy, the name Cassidy, means, and it's Irish for curly hair.
Wow. You learn something new every day.
I'm having a stroke.
Well, hopefully you can do math, because this one is Fantastic Half Dozen Plus One.
The Magnificent... Oh.
Darcy.
No, he hit first.
Did he? Oh, I thought you got...
The Magnificent Seven.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
All right, here we go.
Low Midnight.
High Noon.
Yes.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. You know what? This buzzer's just going over here now.
You don't even need to know movies to do this category. Just
they're just bad puns.
I'm still reeling from the movie right now. My brain is not fully formed.
You might get this one.
All right, let's see.
Flaming Horse Seat.
Blazing Saddles.
Nice.
Because we've only said that like six times while we watched this nightmare.
Closed Area. Closed Area.
Yeah, I heard you the first time.
We're helping the audience play along in this game.
We're opening it up to everyone else,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Screaming into their headphones.
Toll-free number on the screen now.
I'm trying to give you a broad range of ideas here.
Yeah, Closed Area.
Mm-hmm.
Open Range, thank you.
Oh my Christ.
I don't even know that movie.
Or just listen to me get bad jokes. Bad clues.
This category was made for me.
Or it's like, man, I hate Italian food, and I love Asian food, and bad puns. Spaghetti
or
enthusiast,
like dating profile. I love Asian food and bad puns.
I mean, you're not wrong.
All right, final one here. Orin's won it by a landslide,
yeah.
But this one's great.
The great, the terrible, and the grotesque.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
He's like, I know only one more Western.
At least he got Flaming Horse Seat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Hey, what's this button do?
Never press that button.
Don't press the Blue's Clues button.
What?
It's the Blue's Clues button.
Okay.
It makes the Blue's Clues noise.
I do not remember that in Blue's Clues.
Yoshi. All right. So it's time for us to talk
Take
about Navajo Joe. Orin won the crown.
Yeah, Orin won the crown.
I got my silver attractive hat.
Yep.
Silver jeweled circlet.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about Navajo Joe. And I'm going to get a...
I think we should talk about the experience to get to Navajo Joe first.
Yes. Oh.
Explain how this happened.
All right, so we had a episode fall through, and we had to do an emergency recording, so that's what we're doing right now. And I said to Ryan, we'd been planning on doing something similar to this, and I was like, let's finally do this. We have we use for our movies, both of us, a Plex, the Plex server, which is pretty good for hosting your own movies and watching them, and it's got a great player on it, and it's like I use it through my Xbox, my phone. It's great. About a month ago?
Yeah, about a month ago that at least we noticed.
At least we noticed that all of a sudden they put up a whole bunch of their own fucking or movies for you to watch.
There's no fucking movies? Not that I've seen yet.
I've seen a couple of the titles. I'm pretty sure there's some fucking movies.
All right. Okay, I stand corrected.
There's a couple that I'm going to go, that's a fucking movie, and that's a fucking movie, and that's a fucking movie.
Bible Town?
Yep. But anyway, so we're like, we got to do an episode on one of these movies. And so when the other episode fell through for reasons, which I won't get into on this episode, I was like, okay, well, we got to find one. And it has to start with the letter N. Because I haven't actually revealed this on the podcast at all before. It's always kind of been a silent thing that every alternating episode starts with the next letter of the alphabet.
Mm.
And we did M, which was Metropolis. And then I needed an N one, and we were supposed to record another episode, which I'll record at a future date, so I won't say what it is. For
I was
that
about
time.
To ask what it was.
Yeah, I'm not going to say what it was, but I was like, I need an N letter in a pronto. And so Ryan he went through his phone and tried to find Navajo Joe. So why don't you explain why this is a challenge?
Okay, so I didn't say, I will say this as in, I did not try and find Navajo Joe. I tried to find a movie that started with N. Now, the way that Plex has, at least in the Canadian app, there's no search function. There's
so you
no...
couldn't just punch N and see what populated.
Yeah, could not see what N. There's no list function. So typically, there is a bar that is given the most popular.
Mm-hmm.
And then whatever next one, what was this one? Was romance dramas,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, we had romance dramas.
Was the bottom part. And they list about four, and you can expand it to list about 20. So Plex had advertised that they had X number of movies, and we were only able to pull up
20, 40
max with between both rows. However, if you select a movie,
We discovered,
and then you scroll down to other similar movies, you get an extended list or more movies that were not originally in the original list.
Mm-hmm.
And this is kind of the, I guess the best way to explain it is like the YouTube trail of this link to this yeah, link to this link to link to this link to find a movie.
Now, my favorite thing is you found this one.
If you have the list.
I do. Well, I kind of do. Because you mapped it and you had to send me the map of how you got to it.
Yeah, so I went through a bunch of movies and basically I was looking at a movie, select it, see what was popular or similar, select another movie if there was no ends. Select a movie that was similar, then select in that movie to see if there was ends. And I would go about four movies deep until I would back out.
Mm-hmm.
And on my phone, I had at least I could look up action movies.
Yeah, so he looked up action movies, was his first category, and then he found Lau K. Durang, and then he went to Double Tap to finally find Navajo Joe. And this was the first movie he found with an N in it. I couldn't find any when I searched. This is the first one he found that started with an N. Which was like our only criteria. It just had to start with a letter.
Yeah, and it took me about 20 minutes to find this movie.
That's
going through like basically click a movie and then basically go three or four steps down, then back up, and then try another one in the most popular list and try and not get duplicates.
Now I saw some dots and things in the corner. Is it possible that there is some other way of searching
movies
that is just not accessible?
Yeah.
So potentially now I run the server app on my, which was weird. So on the server app on my computer, I don't even have the Plex movies listing available. It's only through the app that is a client that connects to the server. And today we had realized that the phone app does not list the same things as the Xbox app. We had to search through. We got it on two, I think.
Yeah, we got it one less. Most popular, and then we had to...
Silent Rage.
Django.
Django.
To this. It was like almost like a single hop. It was better. But it was still... This was like...
The fact that you needed a map to find this movie, like an old school...
It's like a treasure hunt.
No treasure.
That being said, I do recommend Plex for its other functions that we use it for. We were just like, wow, this is a weird thing, and they really need to dev it a lot harder.
And as we said, this is not an unofficial endorsement of Plex, but we have found it very handy. They do have search functions and list functions on the server app of your own movies.
Yes, just not of what they provide. Which is dumb.
Oh, and they also... put ads throughout the movies that they hosted themselves.
Yes. This was
including the first ad at the very beginning, which is an ad telling them that you should use the Plex server to watch their free movies, which we were in the process of doing.
Yeah.
It
also showcased movies that didn't actually exist,
like Rain Man, Terminator, Bubba Hotep.
At least in the Canadian app, we could not find those.
Well, yes. It was especially confusing because in this particular movie, there were a lot of hard cuts where you weren't sure. It's like, oh, we're in a different scene now, I guess. But like the ads would pop up and it was sometimes unclear.
Well, that was
part of that was...
That was Ryan.
Yeah.
Well, like you skipped ahead like 15 minutes.
But we weren't
somehow sure.
We were
Which
like,
was oh, only because why did he thing. Skip ahead? What was he trying to prove?
Oh, that was me.
No.
No?
Why did you want to see what the timestamp was?
Oh, yeah, because, yeah.
Okay, so Navajo Joe, the name of the movie, also theme song. You do not learn the character's name until 45 minutes.
Into the fucking movie.
Into the movie.
Although, they do sing it. From the very beginning.
Yeah.
You say it's sound theme song, but I would call it soundtrack because
Nah, I'd also like to point out that in the first like 5 minutes, there was no dialogue at all.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's some good movies that start off with no dialogue for quite a ways in.
This is not...
Correlation is not causation.
Yeah. Causation and relation.
I'm just saying, you can bitch about it, but I can give you examples of movies that do that and are better.
That's perfectly reasonable. But this was not one of those.
You know, like Lawrence of Arabia, I mean Arabia. I mean, what?
No, there was definitely talking in the labia one.
All right. So this whole movie starts off with like a weird cold open, like super, super cold open, which for older movies like this, normally they have the credits at the beginning, a title card or credits, title card, and then the movie starts. This one was like cold open. We see a Native American girl at a river. She sees a man. He's standing there. She's standing there. He's standing there. She's standing there. He's standing there. She's standing there. He draws a gun and shoots her.
She smiles at him first.
Yes, oh, yeah, sorry,
she
sorry.
She smiles.
She smiles.
She's also, like, in the process of tanning. Like, tanning tied. Sorry.
Oh, I should have. Like, the silences were all like, what?
Sorry.
Did we watch the
Yes.
She's like, I just imagine, like, the 80s, like, Ferris Bueller's, like, chicken bikini.
Yeah.
And, like, a fucking
Sorry.
It was that swordfish scene, but I was in the 1900s. She just had a silver bowl in front of her. Anyway.
Also, today I learned the Wild West took place from 2000 to 2003.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Four seasons or whatever.
Yeah, we kept trying to ask Alexa, when was the Wild West?
Well, the first time he's like, Alexa, what years was the Wild West?
The Wild West, where it is.
Alexa, louder.
The Wild West was like
max volume. The Wild West was a movie series that lasted from 2002 to 2006.
The first one was The Wild West was an album that was released in 2014. What time period did the Wild Place take place? Wild West take place. Wild West took place between 2002 and 2003. It was a series that was 12 episodes long. It's like, God damn it!
It really was a blink of an eye in historical terms.
Man, I pretty much missed it. I don't know. I must have been high that whole time.
I was in school. I was in post-secondary. That's why I missed it. I was learning about TVs.
So back to the actual movie.
And not our fucking weird experiences trying to get
I mean,
through
the experience that we watched while watching the movie was more exciting than the movie itself.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But this movie was very quiet.
Oh, it was.
And I can kind of see why, because we believe it was dubbed post.
Had to have been.
Had to have been, because some of the lip syncing and stuff, like, it was okay sometimes, and other times, and it looked like some people, it was dubbed over with people who, like you said, may have not speak English, because, like, the lip sync was completely off.
Well, and then, like, another thing I noticed is that everyone, no matter where they were in the scene, everyone's voice was crystal clear.
And exactly the same, level.
Mm-hmm.
Except for in the last scene when they were in the thing, when he was yelling, because they might have actually shot that in location, or with a boom mic. That was the only variance in the one where, remember, where he's like, "Hey, you know, it's a trap," and then he shoots him.
And are we assuming this was filmed in Italy, and this is a bunch of Italian extras that they?
It was 100% filmed in Italy and Spain.
And these are presumably people that don't actually speak English. Although, like you said, there's some of the
except for Burt Reynolds, he definitely does.
Does he?
Something
new every day.
This is before the drugs, dude.
And the mustache, but way before the mustache.
Yeah,
it's
that was
super
uncanny.
Weird. I like Darcy keeps going. He looks like a fucking marionette.
He does.
Well, no, he specifically looks like the marionette that they dress as a terrorist in Team America because he's got brown face and
he's got shoe polish all over his
just
face.
Covered him with brown shoe polish.
Yeah.
And he likes deep forehead wrinkles that no matter what expression he took, which is like maybe three throughout the whole movie.
You mean stare one, stare two, and glare.
Yeah.
Yep.
Those were his three expressions.
Yeah.
And train.
On the train.
He says train a lot.
Train a lot. When he steals the train.
It's on the train.
Is it really stealing or is it reclaiming?
Well, it was his train.
It wasn't his train.
He stole the train. And he returned the train. But he then stole the train again.
He did steal the train again.
Mm. And then he blew up the train.
And then he blew up the train.
I mean, if you got a train, you got to use it. It's probably an
also, like, that train, I wonder, it was one of those ones where it's like, the budget of that movie did not support a larger train.
No.
No, because we had one, like, passenger car, and then the U.S. mail car, and then the engine.
Engine. Yeah.
And I was amused that the train gets waylaid by, like, two logs in the middle of the track.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how they slow it down. And then the guy...
You guys say that? All right. Story time. I worked at Heritage Park.
Mm. With a real train.
With a real train. Someone derailed that train with a toonie.
Oh, God.
So, you know, when you're like, oh, it was only a log. No, someone put a toonie on the track, okay. And it hopped. The train hopped the tracks.
But to be fair, that's getting in between the train, like, wheels, or whatever you call them. The,
wheels.
Yeah, wheels and the track part. I mean, if it's got a cow catcher on the front, presumably it's designed to, like, push cows out of the way.
What, and debris.
Mm. Or debris. I think that it could, like, debris. Push its way through, like, two medium-sized sticks.
Yeah.
That's fair. I also watched someone put a loonie on there, and the train put so much pressure on it, it fired it out and shot through a tree.
Wow.
Yeah, I can
see
that.
That's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Right? Yep. So we had to yell at people, and they're like, we just want to crush pennies. It's like, we have a penny crusher. It's up at the fucking concession stand.
And it'll leave a indent in it or whatever the...
Yeah, it'll leave a fun thing. It won't just be crushed by a train and potentially murder someone way down there.
So my uncle used to work on a train yard.
And yeah, he laid rail.
Yeah, exactly. my other uncle laid pipe. It was weird. Anyways, no. What they would do is when I was a young kid, he would bring me crushed stuff, and what they would do is in the rail yard, then they would just move the car like a foot, like a little bit different than it going full speed and trying to shoot this thing out. So
yeah, because that was another thing. If people did it right after like the stop or right like before it was coming to a stop, yeah, you could do it. But like. This is as the engine's hitting full tilt on, like, the curve.
Yeah.
And it's just like, yeah, no, it's on a curve, too. Okay, so it's like, that's what caused it. Someone put a toonie on the curve.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That makes more sense, because I'm just sitting here like, how the actual fuck?
Yeah. It's a lot of it is it's just the bump and the momentum, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no, if it was on a curve, then that totally makes more sense.
But yeah, so I can totally understand them like being like, no, we need to clear these logs, because... That cowcatcher was high, and if one of the big thick logs goes under, it has potential of hitting an axle. If it hits the axle, complete train derailment. The train derails, chances of them actually recovering that train and it being usable again, probably not very high. Because that's one of those
also
things.
Also getting help.
Yeah, getting help. There's a whole lot of things to it. Trains. All over Canada and the U.S., there are abandoned trains that they just... got derailed, and especially in the mountain passes.
Oh yeah,
there's a couple in the bottom of ravines are just old steam trains that they fell, and getting them out, nope,
not well, in the
not possible,
not financially feasible. There's no point. Just get another train.
Well, it was as they were crossing over to California, they would have people and logs to pull the train engines over the top. With they would get teams of horses and people to try and pull these 3 to 4 ton plus trains, I'm probably under ballparking that, to try and get them over the crest, and they would lose them, and they would just go down the mountain, and that train is done. Ooh. And that's a multi-million-dollar at that time steam engine that's just kaput.
The more you know.
The Midwest. There's a podcast I listen to about it. It's called The Drift and Ramble, and they go into the history of all the Midwest, and it's really fucking crazy.
Did they talk about Navajo Joe?
No. Because they're not that dumb.
Well, we are.
Yeah, we are. So let's talk about Navajo Joe. yep. Fine. Perfect.
If you've listened to the Arrow Troopers podcast, it's still not below that.
It is also above Birdemic.
I mean, in terms of technical proficiency, yes. In terms of entertainment value, I'm not sure.
I don't know. This one was actually funny to see some of the stuff going on.
I mean, I think we had more fun just ripping into it than actually watching it.
Yeah. It's true. We were more ripping it than anything while watching it, just because it was easy to rip. Especially when he loves to throw his boot knives, which are terribly misweighted.
And he just produces them en masse.
Yeah. And it's
they just suddenly appear in someone's back and it's not clear.
And it's just fucking Call of Duty multiplayer knife physics.
Yep.
One little tap. Ugh!
Yeah, and people just people die a lot very quietly in this movie.
Oh, especially when he's re-heisting the train. I think my favorite is like when he gets up to the top of the train and there's two guys.
Oh yeah,
and he decides to go for the guy that's amazing. Farther away.
Yeah. One's about a foot to his right. The other one's what, 10 feet to his left. He goes to the guy to the left.
Sneaks all the way down there.
Sneaks all the way down. Kills him. Steals his clothes.
No, just his hat. Just his hat.
No, and his jacket. I thought it was jacket.
No, his jacket was his own. Because really? Remember, he wrapped it around his gun to silence it.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah.
And then he takes the same position. And, like, my biggest problem is this: the other guy then comes up and asks him for a smoke while he's, like, sitting in this position.
He goes to his match.
A light. And it's like, how long were you going to wait for the other dude to come talk to you? Like,
he's going for achievements, man.
This is a Hitman quest. I got to get this guy, and then I got to kill that guy in this order. Wrap my... it was...
And the gun... like I.
Or the one dude that he punches from off screen because he was hiding.
Oh, yeah.
He's standing off screen, and then a fist comes
in. So, the fist comes in the screen. So, give you a contest, is if you're standing straight, the guy was about 30 degrees to your left, and he didn't see him, and the just fist came in, and we're like, what?
There's nothing.
He was off screen. Of course he didn't see him.
Yeah, no.
But the gun physics just drove me absolutely mental.
Oh, the exact same ricochet sound?
Yep.
With everything?
From GoldenEye.
Yeah. 007 GoldenEye for that. N64.
Or GoldenEye stole this one. Sound effects.
Yeah.
GoldenEye was like, wait, you're selling off your sound effects for like a dollar? Sweet.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like, that's not how guns work. That's not like the bullets in the bandoliers do not fit the rifles. That's not how the rifles work. What is this?
And when he's like whipping him and he's just whipping the ground near him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or my favorite is the one dude who's just punching him, but all you see is guy wind up, punch, Burt Reynolds, head flip.
Yeah.
Head flip.
And like he's not changing, like he's not getting any more bruise, he's not getting any more like blood, like there's nothing.
And he ended it off with like an elbow or like
the fake elbow to the bicep
or something.
Right hook, elbow.
Yeah.
That's right. You met the elbow. Yeah. It had to like warm up it.
Yeah, exactly. I want to soften it up. I don't want to hurt my elbow on his nose.
my fist gets sore if I punch people 16 times.
Yeah, 15 yeah exactly. Is I gotta
but
15's
okay, and then I got to elbow him.
Yeah.
It's all right. The elbow's pretty good and usually knocks him square on his ass.
I will say this, though. The most actually impressive person in this entire movie was the banjo player.
Trick shot.
So to give you some context, when the bad guys break into a saloon, there's three girls doing a show and they're holding balloons.
With guys' faces painted on,
and the banjo player is playing a banjo on the bar, then he stops, puts an arrow in the strings of the banjo, and pops the balloons.
All three with one arrow.
Yeah.
Was this all three with one arrow?
All three with one arrow.
Like, they were lined up.
Yeah.
Yeah, the girls lined them all up, and he knocked them all down.
And it was just... And then, later on, he has a slingshot with an arrow.
With an arrow that he has just, like, pulled out of, like...
His anus.
Hammer space.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he...
I don't know, he's code. I think you could feasibly hide a single arrow.
Yeah, but you couldn't crawl around with it.
No,
He had it in his bag of holding, literally what it is. He stuck his... And it was, because probably, what, 16, 18-inch arrow?
Something like that. It was
because he got, like, a good...
Yeah, arm's length all the way back. Like a basic...
And it was still, like, at his fingers, too.
It's great, because we're doing an audio podcast.
I know.
How long they were pulling the slingshot back.
Picture pulling back a slingshot.
I'd say...
A bow, and like an arrow. Yeah. Like, that was...
But, like, he pulled that out from his vest. So that was from
breast... It was a short arrow, though, but...
It was from breast to... leg.
I wonder if that would be feasible, how like accurate you could be with a slingshot for
I'd be
an
curious.
Arrow.
Well, so for context,
I got a target out of the cabin. We just got and I have some arrows, but I don't have a slingshot, so I gotta find a slingshot.
So pause for intermission.
Oh, we gotta play the ad. Sorry.
Terminator.
Terminator will not be showing. None of these movies are on this service, but we're gonna show you clips. You should watch this service.
Next year, we will be adding a search feature.
No,
so, yeah, slingshot totally works. Did you guys see that?
So, okay, so in context, he fires an arrow across a horse pen or something a few meters.
And then, like, hits the rope.
And then it's pretty clear from the shot that he doesn't actually hit the rope, but it's supposed to, in the context of the movie, he shoots the rope, I think.
And, yeah, in the next scene, the rope is broken.
Yeah. So here's a question, like, how do they film... I wasn't paying enough attention. Like, how do you film that special effect of the arrow embedding itself next to
a string on the arrow and when just, you shoot it and then just speeding up the frame
Yeah. or reverse frame rate
that
so
as well.
you take the arrow and you stick it in there and then you have a fishing line attached at and the you, tip of the arrow and then
like a and a like a it taut.
Yeah, it taut. Okay. And then you pull the arrow back out really quick.
I didn't see a hole that it went into, but I must not have, maybe wasn't paying enough attention.
There's a notch.
Yeah, okay. It depends on where, like, because the way the cuts work sometimes, because it, like, you see him hanging there, and then the arrow's there, and then the rope is then broken in the next scene. Like, because I remember when the arrow hits, you don't even see his head. Like, they might actually just shot something into the wood, actually.
Mm-hmm. They could have even shot it right in the wood.
Yeah, yeah, somebody might have just shot it as close as they could. And then,
but I'm not sure. I thought his hand was in the shot as well.
Maybe. Yeah, but you could have a fake hand.
Yeah, you could. Yeah, for sure.
Especially
hand.
With the amount of shoe polish they put on him. Yeah, like a fucking mannequin hand.
Yeah, that could have just yeah.
It's actually the hand that put the arrow in the yeah. Leg.
Yeah. I'm free.
Can release. Ah.
Yeah. So.
Well, in the movie's credit, there was actually a setup and payoff. It was like, here's a character talent, and he uses the talent.
Yeah,
it's not a lot.
That was
of that.
About the only like setup there was. Like, well, there was a couple of little setups, but this was probably the best.
Taking the necklace at the beginning.
That was the most impressive.
It felt like a real setup. Movie.
Well, like it would have like taking the necklace in the beginning. So, context.
In the beginning,
before the. Title.
Yeah, before the title card.
Even
there
words,
was a girl.
But there was a girl. There was a girl with a necklace. The bad guy killed the girl, took the necklace, scalped her. But we didn't see what the necklace was.
Right, because I didn't even know he had taken the necklace.
Yeah.
You had
so
said
if
that
we
after.
Got if we got a quick scene of him taking the necklace, not just like a panoramic scene of all the king's horses and all the king's men coming in to slaughter these Native Americans, and with him just kind of in the foreground taking the necklace, because we had a close up of him taking the headband off and then
starting the scalper.
Yeah, taking a painted knife and dragging it across her forehead. But
we didn't even get that because let's face it, the knife that he did, he put blade side out and then dragged it across her forehead.
Yeah, we had to see that it was a knife.
It was a knife, not a spoon.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a weirdly bloodless movie.
Spooning before.
Like a movie where so many people get killed, like a lot of the deaths is just like, oh, he shot him in the soul.
Yeah. Or like, and that was the other thing. So the doctor, spoiler again, is the bad guy that they.
You know what? Everyone listen to this pod who's listening to this podcast, don't watch this movie. Just listen to us wreck it because it wrecks
itself.
So
there's a bad guy, which they cut around actually not bad given the time and probably.
They did a pretty good job at like masking who he was. Because
like there was one that was like under the table where the girl's hiding and she can see him, but you can't. And anyways, he's the doctor. And so the girl who sees the. Other bad guy, like I guess,
one whose face keeps getting hit in the first bar scene.
She sees him, and then but she gets shot trying to escape, and then she has to go to the quote unquote doctor, and he realizes she's seen him, and she sees him, and basically points like you're the part of the bad guy.
Which is another thing that actually has a little bit of payoff because the entire first scene where we see him and when she would have seen him, the audience doesn't actually see his face. It's like. The back of his head, or you see his eyes, because it's like there was a couple interesting shots.
Yeah, there was a few like very, like spaghetti western zoom ins and shots.
Yeah, like the top of his head looking down at the table,
and you only got
bottle
to see
and
his
cross
eyes.
His face.
Yeah, there was very good scene blocking in those in that dialogue scene, which I actually quite enjoyed that part.
Yeah, that was really impressive, and. The payoff to all that is that she realizes because she's got a bullet wound, she needs help. Everybody brought, her friends brought her to the doctor to get help. And then he realizes that she's seen him and so forth. And then he decides to kill her.
He steals her soul.
But so her bullet wound is in her chest, mm-hmm. and he takes a scalpel and he like. touches her somewhere,
like her
and she just
or something?
Dies.
It's not clear.
Instantly.
No sound.
No sound. Not even that, I don't think. I think it was just... And then he's like,
like
she didn't make
I think it.
It
was just... Stop talking for a second.
There's somebody else like right next to him in the room that's just turned the other way.
Yeah.
And somehow doesn't notice. And
basically,
she has,
like,
goofiest expression.
This is a Western version of Hitman, where people are like, oh, my routine says I'm going to go look this way. Oh, look. That guy is a different... He's wearing a different hat. And, you know, like, it's just...
There's a lot of really great death faces, like people that die and then make mug for the camera.
Oh, the one that we rewound just to watch the guy Ojeda?
Yeah, the guy just sat there, eyes rolled back, his tongue was out, and he was on his back. It was
making an Ojeda face.
Yeah. I had to rewind to make sure that I saw what I saw. And
or the dead woman on the train who kept blinking.
Yeah,
the guy kept bumping her. Yep. Every time she got bumped, she'd blink.
I'm trying to be dead here.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah, it's definitely it's a movie that started with N. Definitely was that's what this was.
Yeah, this movie started with N.
It definitely started with N.
All right.
I will say this. It took 45 minutes to learn that it was Navajo Joe, or mm-hmm. Joe was his name, and she's like, "Oh, I've never met a Navajo this far south." Would it have been better if you had never learned his name? Like,
yeah,
I think it would have almost been funnier. Not that this is a funny movie, but like you don't actually learn his name, and that's just the implication. They just call him Navajo Joe
or the kid, which is funny because does not look like a child.
No,
it would have been amazing if at some point it turned out that the Navajo Joe is a totally different character.
Well, yeah, okay, for like a while, because you got introduced to what is his name,
Melvin, I think
Melvin. Something. Melvin Carter?
Marvin Duncan.
Marvin Duncan. Wow, I was way off. Marvin Duncan. And the only time where the Navajo Joe song shows up is with scenes with Duncan. Yeah. With Navajo Joe just showing up at the end of the scene in the mountains somewhere.
Like, it's not the theme song for Navajo Joe. It's like the theme of... It's just the soundtrack of the movie.
Yeah.
It just plays throughout.
It just, yeah, whenever they're on their horses riding anywhere. Yeah, driving the horses anywhere.
That's actually a correct term.
I know.
Yeah, it was like, there's so many things in this movie.
Well, so tell the story about Burt Reynolds.
So Burt Reynolds had originally signed on for this movie thinking he was going to be a different director. And I forgot his name. His name is also Sergio, but it's a different last name.
Leon?
Yes, thank you. Sergio Leon. And then when he got there, he found out it was actually a different guy. It was Sergio Corbucci.
Oh, dear.
And he was like, I don't want to work with this guy.
It's like, I get to work with Steven Spielberg. Oh, it's
Steven Spielberg.
So anyway, he showed up and he was super pissed. And him and the director had like a bunch of rows. And so the director got mad and just left him in the middle of the desert. Like, they just left him.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and so he wound up spending the night with an actual, like, small town family, like, that had a farm. He just wound up staying there.
Whoa.
After walking the desert for, like, the day, the rest of the day.
I want to see that movie.
That's the man with no name.
Burt Reynolds just got, like, ditched, and him and, like, the director just had a lot of, like, rows, and he even said, like, in interviews many years later, this... And people bring this movie up to him, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. Which I'm like, really? Because I've never even heard of this. But apparently he fucking hated this so much that anytime someone brings it up, he like flies into a fit of rage.
Whoa.
I want to see this.
Because apparently it was like the most unprofessional production he'd ever been on.
Holy
and he was
shit.
Just super unimpressed with it from like beginning to end. It's why he's never done a Western since. And like.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
So like,
I could see this souring him. Like. Just seeing some of the movie, I could...
Some of the movie? We watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Are you, like, selected?
Said film.
Yeah. The scenes he was in.
The part my brain haven't erased yet.
Yeah, exactly. No, I could definitely see him having a...
A sour taste?
Sour taste of Westerns after this.
Yeah.
Also putting on all that makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Shoe polish.
Yeah. He was definitely not the only one with that much shoe polish.
So normally it'd be time for game number two.
The price is wrong, bitch. Show me the money.
Show me the money!
But
no,
I literally could not find anything.
$1.
Yes. Congratulations, Darcy. You've won it.
Yes.
All right, here's the crown.
All right, time for game number three.
Honestly, this movie might have
Darcy,
made
now
more...
you start with a disadvantage.
All right. This movie might have made more from the ads we had watched during...
I mean,
I literally
probably...
could not find any box office. I couldn't find any budget. I couldn't find any...
Which is curious if people knew about this and, like, I wonder if it's just a cult thing people know but haven't actually seen.
Well, it came out in 1966.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Western movies probably came out around that time as well.
Yes.
So there's, it's probably just one in, just another Western in a drop in the bucket, basically.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like what they make fun of in, have you guys seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Mm, yes.
Not yet.
Yeah, because they kind of make fun of the spaghetti western phase in that movie when Leonardo DiCaprio's character like goes over to Italy to film a bunch of spaghetti westerns.
Okay.
After he does really well on one TV show, and so they send him over there, and he apparently in like 4 months films like eight. Like, and they make fun of it, right?
Yeah. So it's basically the Italian version of porn.
No, because the Italian version of porn is Italian porn. You don't want to watch it.
I like spaghetti.
Spaghetti porn.
He's right there. He's sitting right across from me. Yeah.
That's why he doesn't actually like Italian food. He's seen too much spaghetti porn. I don't like.
He doesn't like to eat it. Yeah. He likes to do other things with it. It goes in holes.
Anyway. It's very lubricating.
I like a good cannoli.
Unholy.
Oh. Anyways. Stop it. I will fly across this table.
He'll beat you with that princess crown.
I'll headbutt you.
So there was only one statistic I could find in the entire thing, and it was, it doesn't even have a critic review on Rotten Tomatoes. It only has an audience review. An audience rating.
Sadly, there's four more people that can rate this movie.
And we'll get to that at the end. So yeah, that's why we don't have a Price is Right. So I figure this one, we're going to just jump straight to game number three, and it's going to be game number two. All right, so it's time for us to play the Awesome Lodge Word Game.
Excellent!
Oh.
And Darcy, you totally just got that crown. It's on your head. You're starting with a disadvantage.
All right.
How's it make you feel?
Let's do it.
All right, so that means Ryan's going to have 2 minutes to get you guys to each name 10 different movies. He cannot use any words in the titles, any actors' names, director names, or character names. The three categories are movies with names in the title, Burt Reynolds movies.
Like people's names.
People's names.
Not just movies names.
Not just movie names. Yes, movies with referencing other movies in the title. They're all porn parodies.
Oh, God.
I'm saving that one, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, so then...
I do not want to play that game.
Sorry.
Okay, this guy's got a really large dog.
This guy's got a really large dong. The curtains do not match the drapes.
Revenue only explosion 7.
Okay, the famous line is...
Somebody ordered a large sausage pizza. All right. I did, but I didn't order any money. Why the
this
fuck
guy's washing machine was broke.
All right, so... Oren, since you don't have the crown, you get to pick your category and go second, and you get to pick Darcy's category as well. Three categories are, again, movies with names in the title, Burt Reynolds movies, and 1966 box office topping movies.
Oh, I'm fucked.
None of these are great categories.
I'm going to take movies with names in the title, and I'm going to give you 1966 movies.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Interesting.
I'm very bad at this for anybody who's listened, so...
This will also be the first time that I've ever put one in the first game and in this game.
Okay.
There's a hint there. One of you guys got a movie that's also in the first game, which Oren also rocked at.
Yeah. Is Range a name?
All right.
Oh.
So here we go. Darcy, you're going first.
Okay, which one? Sorry, you're doing the 66.
He's doing 1966.
Okay.
Not by choice.
Starting in 3, 2, 1. Ryan, you can sing.
Okay. No.
Batman?
Yes.
What? Okay, go. Just keep going.
Okay. There's an alien who eats cats.
Elf?
Yeah.
Any close at an
alien life form?
No.
Keep Elf. If it was a pet name for him.
Alfie?
Yes.
There. Okay, to explode.
Detonation?
No. It's also synonymous with oral sex.
Ravioli explosion 7.
Shut up. Skip.
Okay.
BJ stands for
blow.
And then
opposite of down.
Opposite of down.
Blow up.
Yep.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. The great, the terrible, and the grotesque.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Nope. Yep.
Okay. If you were if it is your job and you are very good at something, you are
a professional. The professional.
Yeah. Okay, this is the good book.
The good book?
Yes.
The Bible?
Yes.
Okay, you get these usually at the end when you order Chinese food.
Takeout? Or fortune cookies?
Yeah, you get takeout. This is a race, usually. I think these are F1 cars.
Mm-hmm.
What is that called?
Formula?
Nope.
Formula 1?
Other one. What is the okay? What's another name for 1,000?
Oh, grand.
And then, but in the race, it's called
Grand Prix.
Yep.
All right. What's the opposite of Celsius?
Fahrenheit.
Okay.
The number.
The number about where they burn. Is it burning books?
Mm-hmm. 2.
Oh, Fahrenheit. 1.
Time.
Sorry.
451.
Ah.
All right, so he got 8 out of 10.
Wow, that's that is actually impressive. I think that's the highest score I've gotten.
That's also because in the 60s, they had easy movie titles.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that.
You know what?
I'm going to tell you right now, the fastest someone's ever gotten anything was when the category was silent movies.
Wow.
Really?
Because all of the titles are so easy, and they're all being remade.
Yeah. Also, but this one is like, Alfie, how do I try to... I don't even know anything about this movie.
Yeah, but
he's a womanizer. It's okay. Michael Caine.
Okay, so which one are you doing?
Oh, movies with names in the title.
Yes. Okay.
Alfie.
Starting in 3, 2, 1,
all
go.
Right, if you were to... Yeah, all right. Okay, a crazy post-apocalyptic world where they drive cars.
Oh, Mad Max.
Yes.
Okay.
Skip the first 3, I like it.
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm working with what I get. I'm pretty sure this one's about a giant ape.
Yeah,
gorilla.
Yeah.
Nope. So it's like King Kong, but he's not quite
as... Oh, Buddy Joe Young.
Yes.
All right. Okay. The Messiah who's next door next to Jesus.
The Life of Brian.
Yes. All right. This is an action figure similar to Serpentor and...
Can't use any character names.
Oh, shit. Right.
I'll let you move on with that one, though, because it's an obscure one.
Yeah.
Knowledge is half the battle.
G.I. Joe.
Yes.
I helped you with one.
Okay. The next one is... this is a guy who's very good at math, but he
can't say good.
Oh, fuck. Right.
Moving on. Go back to number 1.
Number 1. If you were to greet somebody, you are. What are you doing to them?
Hello. Hello, Joe. Hi, Joe.
Joe's the right name.
So Joe's the middle, and then what's the opposite of white?
Black.
Okay, so it's Joe Black. If you were to greet somebody, you would. First time you run into Joe Black, you would.
It's. Hello.
Okay. What are you doing?
If someone introduces you to someone, you are.
Meet. Oh, meet Joe Black.
Yeah. Okay. This is a World War II movie about them searching for a guy.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yes. And then this one is. Okay. I don't even know how to describe this one.
David Gravel.
2, 1,
yeah.
Time.
No.
Navajo blank gravel.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Joe Dirt.
Oh, Joe Dirt.
I'm surprised you jumped Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
That one I don't know enough about.
Is it Aging Backwards?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it, unfortunately.
Well, Darcy won.
Yeah! Booyah.
Because
I'm shitty at this.
The 1966 was actually the easy category in my mind. I was like, that's easy.
The Burt Reynolds one, I'm like, oh, fuck. Hopefully nobody picks that one.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do that.
So it would be basically, they talked about this in...
Archer?
Archer, yeah. They talked about this one in Archer.
Gator!
Yep. What was the second best movie?
I think I get people to do this. The first one, if you were to blow your nose, you would get a...
Booger?
Not a boogers.
Booger
spot. Right, but the opposite of day is...
Boogie Nights.
Yep. If you were to go to the Peelers and watch girls take their clothes off and buy a private dance, it'd be called a...
Lap dance?
Close.
Private dance?
Not quite. A girlfriend could also do this for you.
Dirty dance?
Nope.
They'll do it. Some.
If you take...
A cam girl does this.
Yep. Striptease. All right, so fire creates a thing in the air.
Smoke? Smoking gun?
You're close, but...
And a thief.
And a thief, yeah.
Oh, Smoking the Bandit.
Yep. The opposite of shortest?
Tallest?
Nope. You don't measure...
Length.
Yeah, length.
Longest yard?
Yes. Right, you already said this one. It's
Archer. Archer's favorite movie.
Yes. All right, so if you were to fire something on the ship, on the top of a ship,
This was a cross-country race.
Yes.
With
but you're shooting off an ancient pirate ship. You fire the...
Cannon. Cannonball Run.
Yes. This opposite of black.
White.
What makes the sound thunder? The flash.
White lightning?
Yes. if you were doing this action, people would call
He's
it
He's jerking
what?
Off the air.
Yeah, I'm jerking off
fire.
The air.
To a fire. You poke a fire,
You poke a fire, or...
Stoking?
Yep. Well...
Air masturbating fire stokers.
King, queen, jack, 10.
What's a 1 and 11 in poker is the...
Ace?
Yeah, so put them together.
Oh, ace stroke?
Other way
ace
around.
Stroker, yeah, ace stroker.
Stroker ace. All right, so if you were going to go to the greatest, tiniest...
The brothel in the Lone Star State. Oh,
in
the Lone Star State.
What's the Lone Star State?
In Texas. Whorehouse in Texas.
Yes. All right. Oh, so Texas, the opposite of beginning.
The end?
Yeah.
I don't know if that was 2 minutes or not. But that was fun.
Those are all
so lost.
Yeah.
Those are all Burt Reynolds movies.
Those are all
Doesn't
Burt
matter.
Reynolds.
I won! On this shitty
Flaming
movie.
Horse Seat.
Flaming Horse Seat.
Flaming Horse Seat.
My father and my father.
All right, so what do you guys think about the final action sequence in this movie?
I had to try to remember what the final action sequence was.
The horse
was.
Runs away.
No, that was... Okay.
Darcy had some words about the final action sequence. And now he's lost them.
I'm trying to corral them into a coherent nice. Stream instead of just me yelling like an idiot.
Let's start with the gun. When he fires the gun at the hill. Yes.
The bullets were coming from an entirely different direction for one.
Mm-hmm.
It was the, what was it? Third man or whatever? Second gunman?
Hey, it's not called Navigational Joe.
I saw him thinking of that.
You know what, though? I did hear Joe was wanted, so.
Booer. Booer.
No. That's not how the rifles worked, because you don't just pull the lever and it goes.
Pull the lever!
Wrong lever!
Yeah, the lever is not the trigger.
Have you done...
No.
Oh. Can I be on that one?
Maybe.
Yay.
I watched that recently. It's still good.
Anyways.
So the lever isn't
the lever isn't the trigger mechanism. The trigger is the trigger mechanism. You just can't fan the lever and it just goes. And these rifles only carry about 8 rounds, roughly. And they just went. They actually had to stop to reload, so I'll give them credit for that one. But everything else was just
odd.
Screaming.
Raging.
Yes.
Against the gun. And technically, a gun is a simple machine.
You're not wrong.
Mm.
So that's not how that machine works.
So Darcy is raging at their use of the machine.
Who wins?
I did very much enjoy the papier-mâché entrance to Moria.
Yeah, where the guy walks in. Is nobody here? And then gets a knife in the back. A magical knife in the back.
Yeah, because he walked out, and then the knife just appeared in his bag, and they're like, oh, and he like came through like another hole.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's...
Would you like to come through another hole?
We don't have a cave here, so we will make a really, really terrible-looking cave.
Like, no.
It must be a mine.
But, like, the cave entrance was very, very well-crafted.
It, like, was, like, sculpted from, like, later Raiders of the Last Ark or
when did later Raiders of the Last Ark
made? In the 70s
so or like that. Even so like Raiders Last of the Crusade
Raiders
or,
of the Last
but like Lost that Holy. Style like it was perfectly manicured
yeah
entrance with no door
yeah it looked like the entrance to a wizard's lair
yeah
you have now found the dungeon beware of goblins
yeah like I kind of expected script on top to be carved into the wood on top of it. Ye who enter here be blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. So I don't know if we actually mentioned this, but the whole reason why Navajo Joe was hunting these guys down is because they killed his girlfriend.
Which you only find out in, like, the final scene.
His wife. That's how drama works. Yeah. Don't tell people the drama sticks until the last 2 minutes of
the
motivation.
And he carves her necklace as a symbol onto things.
Yeah.
Which, you know, would be better if we'd seen the necklace in the
first
scene.
If we had seen, like, what the necklace actually looked like in the first scene, that would have been better.
Yeah.
Cause,
and we probably did, but you had to have looked for it.
Yeah. Because, like...
Yeah, you're more focused on that he's scalping her.
Yeah.
Like, even if they would have held it while he's scalping her, like, just kind of if it was in the same hand or something and you got a little bit better look.
Generally, if I'm looking at somebody getting scalped, I'm not like, oh, but her jewelry, though.
Where did she get that done?
Oh, my God, I want that necklace. Girl, right? Is that Prada?
But, like, because it was, like, a double triangle. And we actually saw the symbol a lot throughout the movie. He carved it into the people's
faces.
People's faces. He carved it into wood. He carved it onto the side of the train.
He painted it in blood.
Yes. But we never understood. We didn't see him do it until the very end.
It was distractingly similar to the symbol in Kung Pao Enter the Fist. So I was expecting French aliens to show up at the end.
And then when they didn't, I was highly disappointed.
Yeah, that was the disappointing part of the movie.
No French aliens.
Yeah, the lack of French aliens.
But if we had gotten a few more of these contextual clues about the necklace and who the woman was in relationship to Joe, it would have made the movie a lot better.
Yeah. I can agree.
Also that the girl who dies basically looks like...
I'm almost certain that's the same actress.
I probably is the same actress. Because it would have just been way easier just to have the same actress. And also because he was, like, interested in her and wanted to save her life later, that she, you know, looks very much like the
wife.
Woman he lost.
But, yeah, for the most part, this movie didn't really have characters. It had, like...
It had people.
It had, like, banjo arrow guy. And it had...
knife pick knife. Teeth guy.
Yeah.
The angry bugler. Harmonica dude.
harmonica dude,
apparently
yeah.
doesn't really know how to play the harmonica.
Yeah, he basically wiped it across his mouth from one side of the, like if you were to run your fingers across a piano, but that's not the sound that was coming out.
That's like this movie. What you just described on how that harmonica, it's like he moved his lips from one side to the other like you would a piano, but not the right sound came out.
Yeah,
that's basically a microcosm of the film, yes.
All right, you know what? I'm wrapping this up. Fuck it.
Yeah.
It's time for one thing I learned. I learned that the Wild West took place between 2003 and 2003. That's what I learned. Darcy, what's one thing you learned?
There's so many things that I've learned that I want to repress. I want to learn how to repress on command. That's one thing I've learned.
Ryan?
I have learned on this... That I don't even know what I've learned. I learned that these guys were wizards with guns.
Gun wizards.
As far as I can tell, yeah.
Oren.
I've learned that Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez were inspired by some really stupid movies.
I mean, this is probably just one of the worst of the bunch. I'm sure there's a lot of really good ones. This is just not one of them.
No.
Not one of them.
All right, so it's time for ratings. Darcy, what'd you rate this movie out of 5 and why?
Please don't ask me this question.
I just did.
Let's give it a 2.
All right.
Because it had some moments. It had characters. It had a lot of promise. Because I haven't really seen a whole lot of spaghetti westerns, but I can see where a lot of them can go.
Straight to hell.
This one just... I've already ranted on what things they could have done to improve it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just beating a dead horse. I wonder how many horses actually died during the making of this movie. Because there was a lot of, horse tripping. Mm-hmm.
Oren, what are you going to rate this and why?
I will rate this a 1.5. I think it is... The problem with this movie is that it's fairly competently made in a lot of respects. It's like the cinematography is not terrible. There's some kind of fun shots and framing and things, and it kind of reminded me a little bit of like a Quentin Tarantino movie if his movies were really boring. just like,
have you watched the first half of Hateful Eight?
No, but there's like tension there, and there's like characters. Like, this movie didn't have characters. It just had a bunch of people doing things, and it wasn't really bad in any particular way enough to really make fun of it. Like, there were a few moments that we laughed at, but like it wasn't a good, like a so bad it's good kind of movie. So
it was just, so bad it was funny.
Yeah, it didn't really reach that level too many times, and maybe a couple times, but like the fist off camera and stuff.
Yeah,
but I rated it 1.5 on the sin of it just kind of being kind of boring.
All right, Ryan.
I'm going to give it a 2. I think it was not well done, but since we don't actually have any budgets, I'd be curious to actually find out some of that information.
I wish I could. I spent way too long
trying to
find that.
It'd be curious because, they probably spent all their money on Burt Reynolds, and it sounded like he didn't want to be there, so he's probably fighting every scene possible right, to get this thing made.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they did an okay job given the scenes. And I think they tried to minimize the talking when they could because of how they had to dub a lot of it, which you kind of have to work with what you got and your finances. Be curious.
It was just really off-putting.
It was
like
just
nothing lined up.
Yeah, it was just that uncanny valley of it's so close, but it's
wrong.
It was like
watching an old school kung fu movie, but
they speak English and they're speaking the right words, just not because
the mouth
moved
with the words that were being said, but they just weren't matching.
Yeah. Like the speed and cadence was different. You could tell.
Mm-hmm.
Also, this is one of those movies where if you really like Blazing Saddles, this is what they're making fun of.
Yeah, it's weirdly similar.
But this is like really bad and not done well. It's and taking itself serious.
Yeah.
Which is, if you like Blazing Saddles, I'm not saying watch this, but this is basically what that is.
That's
to a degree.
Fair. I actually agree with both Darcy and Ryan on this one. I give it a 2 as well. I think it had some really interesting shots, was dull as fuck, no character development until like the last 2 minutes, and there was a lot more I would have liked to seen from it, but it's like you can tell Burt Reynolds just didn't give a fuck. You could tell like the director was trying to make a name for himself, but it's just not, it doesn't land the mark. I can't even give it a 50%, but it got done.
Yeah.
And I've seen worse.
Yep.
Significantly worse. Yep. And so I have to sit here and go, no, this is, it's a 2. It's not a 50%, but it's a 40%. It's got moments that made us laugh for the wrong reasons. watching a spaghetti Western like this with some friends while like drinking or high or something would be hilarious. But like this movie, I do not recommend it. But we watched it for free. So thanks, Plex.
I want my money back.
I want my time back.
You know, and that's the thing is if we paid for this movie, I'd probably be more upset.
Yeah.
But it was on a service. We tried it. It doesn't mean we should recommend it, but it was a thing.
Mm-hmm. No, that's where I sit. So that gives us a 7.5 out of 20, which is a 38%.
which I think this guy was actually a 43% audience rating.
52.
52.
What?
Oh, man. How many both people? Of those people rated it. Man, one of them was not Burt Reynolds. Actually, one probably gave it 100%. Burt Reynolds gave it 0, and then that's...
And it balances it out.
Balances it out.
Are you sure it wasn't two people that gave it 26 and then it added them together?
Yeah, maybe.
Because it only works on an up and a down for the audience rating. So oh, it's wow. Two people gave it like really high and Burt Reynolds gave it a zero. Yeah.
The director and the writer.
So anyway, this has been a very weird episode of Flixx Raid. Special thank you to our not spaghetti enthusiast, Orin.
Navajo Joe, Navajo Joe.
And also our bad wig wearing Darcy with the pretty, pretty princess crown.
He won it.
End my suffering.
All right. I got a shotgun. I'll go back.
Does it work properly?
Old Yeller style.
I will make
sure
that...
Yeah, I can clock it really quick. And a very special thank you to our harmonica player from prison, Ryan.
Hola.
And I've been your sheriff of the evening and host, Tony. Good night, Internet. Catch us next week when we're on a mission from God and we're reviewing The Blues Brothers. Hi there, I hope you enjoyed listening to our show, Flixx Raid. If you liked what you heard, I hope you will subscribe and give us a review on your favorite podcasting app. Also, look for us at www.flixxraid.com for more, or find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at the handle at Flixx Raid. And if you like what you heard, why don't you give this podcast a listen as well?
Have you ever watched an absolutely terrible movie and thought to yourself, what were they thinking?
Because we sure have.
So much so that we named our podcast after it.
What Were They Thinking?
Starring me, Nathan.
And Brendan.
Every other week, we take a bad to questionable movie and unpack it, so you don't have to.
And then every other week, we A your Q's with our mailbag.
Or, you know, talk about whatever.
Yeah, no big whoop.
No big whoop at all. So that's What Were They Thinking?
You can catch us on Podbean, YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and more.
Also, a ton of platforms that Brendan made up.